Hey, welcome back to the Mark Mosey Show. And joining me right now here from the Daytona International Speedway, we're having some fun today. I got one of the great drivers with Nice Motorsports, Ty Majeski. Ty, my man, how you doing today?
Good, how are you?
I'm doing just fine. I got to turn your mic down here. This is what we need to do real quick. All right, we'll do this again. How you doing today, buddy?
Good, how are you doing?
I'm doing just fine. How excited are you to be here at the Daytona Speedway?
I'm just pumped to get the season ready, or season going. It's been a long off season. A lot of talk has been going into this season, and excited to finally quit talking and actually go out there and do it.
For our listeners, where are you from originally?
From Seymour, Wisconsin, near Green Bay area. Actually, my hometown is the home of the hamburger. So first ever hamburger was made in my hometown.
Oh, see. Is that on the business card? You have that
ready? It's not, but maybe it should be.
All right. We get a lot of guys who are from the Southeast or the Mid-Atlantic who get into racing. From Wisconsin, how did you get into racing?
Yeah, so up in Wisconsin actually is a honey hole for short track racing. A lot of big names have come from there. Guys like Dick Trickle, Matt Kenseth, the Sauter family. So there's a lot of talent up there that a lot of people don't know about. And there's some of the best weekly racing in the country up there.
That's really cool, man. So, okay, what was your first car growing up that was your baby?
I would say probably a 2013 Ford Fusion. So okay. nothing real special, but it got me from point A to point B.
So that was your first baby,
yeah,
right there.
That's right.
What happened to this car?
Now my sister's got it, and I have like a newer one.
Okay, very nice, man. Tell us about Nice Motorsports. What are they all about?
Yeah, they're a great group of guys. You know, they've obviously had some success with Ross Chastain last year, and I've meshed with them very well. They're racers, man. It's not a corporate team where 4 or 5 o'clock rolls around and they're lined up to leave to go home. They do what they need to do to get the job done, and that's what racing's all about. And they're definitely racers, and I'm excited to get going with them this year.
Okay, how important is that crew and the teamwork? Because it can't just be about the driver. It's a team effort, right?
No, certainly not. I mean, it's absolutely a team effort. You got to have the people behind you. You got to have the equipment, and you got to have a driver that can get it done. And I feel like with some experience this year, we'll be competing for wins in not too long here.
Okay, what are your goals for 2020? Have you set them yet, or is it like we'll just see what happens?
Goals are good to have, but you have to be realistic about them as well. Obviously, Nice has had a lot of momentum coming off the last season, and they finished second in the championship and have won races with Ross last year. So I'm just looking to continue that momentum for them. Obviously, get some seat time, get some experience in these trucks. I've only run one truck race, and that was in Phoenix last year. So definitely going to be gaining experience in the beginning here, and hopefully in not too many weeks we'll be competing for wins. And
do you sought out some of the veterans to try to get advice from them on how to attack this season?
Yeah, I mean, I think obviously Ross is an obvious one I need to lean on. You know, him coming from Nice Motorsports, and he's a good guy, and we get along well. So, he'll be the primary source for me to lean on as far as driver.
Okay, favorite driver growing up, who'd you like?
And
you can have more than one answer. It's
yeah,
okay.
I think the guy I looked up most to after I knew his story, he passed away before I was born, was Alan Kowicki. I was a part of his driver development program in 2015. So he was a guy who did it himself, worked in the shop, went and got his mechanical engineering degree, and he was won the championship as an owner driver, and that's something that I really strive to be like. I went to UW-Madison and pursued my mechanical engineering degree, and I go and work in the shop. I want to do this, and I want to know what the truck is that I'm driving. I want to be in the shop, learn how to make adjustments, talk with the crew chiefs and engineers, and able to give them the information they need to make the truck faster.
That is really cool, man. How long did it take to get this degree?
I actually did not get the degree. I'm 2.5 years in.
I put you on the spot.
No, you're fine. No, it's part of my story, man. I got a call from Roush, Jack Roush, in 2018 to come down and drive his Xfinity car. And I had to take it. That was my dream. That's what I've been working towards. I was obviously going to pursue my engineering degree as a backup plan. And I wasn't going to let that be in the way of my dream. So I can always go back to school.
Okay, when you got the phone call, was it like private call? What was it exactly?
It's not that simple. No, it's certainly not that simple. There's a lot that goes into that stuff. Well, you just say you got a call.
You get the call. And it's one of those things you call up the family like, yeah, I got this phone call.
Yeah,
I had
exactly.
to take it. That's what I need to do.
But,
all right, what does this track mean to you as a racing fan from that perspective?
It's obviously a ton of history here. I've gotten a chance to be in Victory Lane here. Finished third in the I was down here for 24-hour weekend. So I ran the road course here and finished third in the 4-hour race before the 24-hour race. So it's really cool, really special to be in Victory Lane and to be able to take that all in and be in here. It's unbelievable, the history in this spot, and you definitely have to take it all in.
That is really cool, man. Before I let you go, we'll have some fun. Did you see Ford versus Ferrari? I saw it last week.
I have not. I need to, though. I heard it's really, really good.
Okay, what's better, Days of Thunder or Talladega Nights?
I would say Days of Thunder. That's a classic.
I was watching it the other day, and it's like, I just think Mellow Yellow. Is that still a product?
Right.
Can you still drink that? So you are a Days of Thunder man. You like that?
I do.
Is Talladega Nights an overrated movie then?
I wouldn't call it overrated. It's just, you know, it's a little bit much. I like Days of Thunder. It's you know, more of a true story and gives you a good idea of the roots of racing.
That's a good way of putting it, Ty. Okay, so what's the game plan for the rest of the week for our listeners? What are we going to be driving in?
Yeah, so I'll be in the number 45 Nice Motorsports Plan B Sales Chevrolet in the Truck Series race Friday night. We'll have some practice this afternoon. Like I said, race Friday night, and then I'll be in a late model over at New Smyrna Speedway on the short track, just not too far from here on Saturday night.
That is really cool. How can they follow you on social media then?
You can follow me at Ty Majeski on Twitter, Ty Majeski on Facebook, and Ty Majeski _ on Instagram.
Keeps it simple. I like
That's
it.
Right.
Ty, what happened to your Packers in that NFC title game? Do you want to talk about it?
They just got beat. There's no two ways around it.
Do you still have a chance next year? Like, is there a window with Aaron Rodgers?
I think so. Obviously,
I don't like that.
Obviously, he can't carry the team like he used to, so you got to put the pieces around him, but he can still get it done.
I like it. Ty, it's very nice to meet you. Good luck here in 2020.
Thank you. Appreciate it.